Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 17 in your syllabus, that is India, Her Past and Future. This chapter is in the form of a speech which was given by Jawaharlal Nehru, and it tries to distinguish India of past and India of future. India had a courageous and a dynamic past with a questioning spirit and an urge for freedom. It was known for having a mature and tolerant civilization with a strong and energetic race. People in India were filled with curiosity and wanted to gain knowledge. Medieval India became the place for freshness, youth, and in this period, old age and bad temper gained ground. Nehru says that in medieval India, narrow caste divisions and customs became more important than broad-minded vision. India used to be a country for tourists from around the world, and it could adapt itself well to the changing conditions and adjust to the new influences, but never forgot its past glories and traditions. India was powerfully influenced by the coming of Muslim and British invasions, bringing a new type of domination. It changed for the worse, and Europeans took advantage of Indians and their resources, and we got influenced from fresh European ideals and knowledge. Europeans bought Industrial Revolution early in our country. With independence, we face the future with all the burdens and struggles of the past and strive to build the strings of future. Nehru mentions that change is essential, but continuity is also necessary. The future of our country should be built on the foundations laid in the past and in the present with truth and peaceful means. In his speech, Nehru also praises Gandhi's revolutionary work towards freedom of the country. Figuring out the best way forward into the future and yet maintaining our rich cultural heritage, values and traditions. One should not bother about the petty divisions over caste and religion, but choose the best structure for the country to prosper and progress. Science and technology are able to provide the economic and industrial development and are able to provide the basic needs of all people of the world. Science and technology is also able to provide luxury to the modern society. India today presents a mixed picture of hope and anguish, of remarkable advances and also growing unity and many disruptive tendencies. The spirit of India should stir people to take action and bring change. Nehru hopes that India advances on the material plane, raising its standards of living for its vast population. In his speech, Nehru warns the citizens to narrow down religion or caste-related conflicts and build a classless and casteless society, where every individual will have the full opportunity to grow according to his worth and ability. Learners, let's go through some important points from the text. In the past, India used to be a strong and an energetic race, and Nehru was proud of its mature and tolerant civilization. Medieval India created many petty divisions over caste and religion. India could adapt itself to the changing conditions and adjusted to the new influences, but it truly never forgot its old values and traditions. Europeans brought many ideas and different knowledges and thoughts, and also brought the industrial civilization to India. They took advantage of us and our Indian resources, but Nehru wants to choose the best structure for our people and for our country to prosper and progress. He wants us to overcome the casteless and classless society, and he wants all the citizens of our country to fully enjoy the opportunities which help us to grow. Nehru, in his speech, talks about the best way forward into the future and still maintaining our rich cultural heritage. Learners, Let's go through some important words from the text. The first word, virile, means masculine, somebody who has a lot of strength and energy. Vigorous means being strong and energetic. Tolerant means tolerating or understanding something, being open-minded towards something. Ceremonials means related to formal and religious events or public events. Rapidity means fast, swiftness, speediness. Privileges are basically some rights or advantages that are given to a person or a society or a community. Socialism, learners. Socialism is a political and economic theory where the resources are equally distributed among the society and its members. Resolute, learners, means being determined, firm and fixed. This is it for today, learners. Please go through the lesson on your own. Go through the worksheet that is available on the NIOS website. Thank you for listening, learners.